This is CGTN.
A promotional advert for China Global Television, the international division of China's main state news channel. As Beijing's economy and influence continues to rise, so does its desire to compete on the international media market. The English language network already has offices in Washington and Nairobi and is currently setting up its European headquarters with a studio and production center in London, hiring around 300 staff. But a group of individuals are claiming that there is a much darker side to China's media operations.
I violated Chinese law through my activities here. I have caused harm to the Chinese government. I have hurt the feelings of the Chinese people. I apologize sincerely for this, and I am very sorry that this ever happened.
That's Peter Dahlin, a Swedish human rights activist who was arrested in China in January 2016, accused of endangering national security. He was held for nearly a month before being deported, and Dahlin claims he was made to read a forced confession. CCTV broadcasts the footage. At a press conference in central London, Dahlin was joined by Peter Humphrey, a British corporate fraud investigator formerly based in China, who says that he too was made to read a forced confession broadcast by CCTV.
Very quickly, we were thrown into a detention centre where we had to live in tremendous conditions of duress. Small cells with a dozen people in them, no furniture, sleeping on the floor, using a hole in the corner of the room as a toilet.
In 2013, Humphrey and his wife spent over a year in a Shanghai prison, accused of obtaining private information on Chinese citizens. Both Humphrey and Dahlin deny all charges against them, and on November 23rd, Humphrey submitted a letter of complaint to the British broadcasting regulator Ofcom, demanding that CTGN have its license revoked. Humphrey told RFI that the practice of forced confessions is widespread in China.
I mean, I hope that this Ofcom complaint, which I have filed this morning, can have several results. One of them is I want to bring the public's attention to this whole abuse, this practice in China, which is being projected into the TV networks within the UK by CCTV, because it is a human rights crime. Which has been committed against me, but also against many Chinese people as well.
In 2012, Ofcom revoked the UK licence of the Iranian broadcaster Press TV after Newsweek journalist Mazyar Bahaya claimed that the station aired an interview with him that he was forced to make during his detention. CGTN is currently available on free and subscription channels in Britain. Peter Dahlin told RFI that China should be part of the media landscape, but only if it plays by the rules.
I do believe it's key that we actually force them to operate under those rules that apply to all other TV broadcasters, be it BBC or CNN or anyone else. And obviously so far Ofcom has failed in its duty to properly place scrutiny when a channel like this operates here in Britain. That is especially true when we now have clear-cut evidence of systematic cooperation with police in gross human rights violations, including against British victims.
The network's official motto is See the Difference, and CGTN is committed to reporting global news from a Chinese perspective and telling stories from China for a global audience.
On Monday in Beijing, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said that he hopes Britain can support and facilitate the reporting work of international media in the UK. Ofcom said in a statement that they are assessing Humphrey's request as a priority and will take necessary action if rules are found to have been broken. Andrew Connolly for RFI in London.